Hi, Ken here. In nearly all of our podcasts, you hear students asking questions and their interaction with me. Many listeners find these exchanges illuminating because what is being asked is often exactly what is on their minds. If you find these conversations helpful, please make a donation at unfetteredmind.org/donate so we can maintain and expand our website. Thanks.
Unfettered Mind, Chip, Part 4.
Yeah, we'll do it this way. Great Vajradhara, Tilo, Nara, Marpa Mila, Lord Gampopa, Dusanchenpa, totally aware Karmapa, holders of the four great and eight lesser lineages, masters of the profound path of Mahamudra, the instruction lineages of Dakpo, the peerless protector of beings, Trikung, Taklung, Thalpa, and the glorious Drukpa, I pray to you, teachers of the instruction lineage, follow your lineage. Give me the energy for spiritual freedom. Disgust and disenchantment are the legs of meditation, so the teachings say. To this meditator who does not yearn for comfort and wealth and the severed ties to this life, give me the energy to stop longing for money or prestige. Respect and devotion form the head of meditation, so the teachings say. To this meditator who continuously prays to the teacher who opens the doors to the treasury of fifth instructions, give me the energy to discover uncontrived respect and devotion. Non-distraction is the substance of meditation, so the teachings say. To this meditator who lets the essence of any movement rest fresh right there in the moment, not doing anything with it, give me the energy for a mind free from working at meditation. The essence of thought is what is, so the teachings say. To this meditator who arises as an unceasing play, being nothing at all but arising as anything, give me the energy to know that samsara and nirvana are not separate. Now, as we've done before, form the intention of awakening mind to, for yourself and for all the disruptive forces and disturbances in your own mind, which is to say the totality of your experience, everything. Form the to come to the direct understanding of the Supreme Mother, which is a way of saying Buddhahood or full awakening. So we form that intention as we recite this verse. All of us, beginning with our enemies that provoke anger, impediments that generate harm, conditions that cause interruptions, obsessions with mortality, local disturbances, physical disturbances, and our own parents, in short, all sentient beings whose numbers are as infinite as space, will attain the direct understanding of the Supreme Mother. Consequently, I take up the profound practice of the holy ground where obsessions are cut down. Now we invite all of these sources of irritation and disturbance in our lives, and you imagine them gathering around us. Don't forget the conlang sounds at the end of "Listen to me." So, all spirits, weak and small, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. Don't be frightened at all. All sentient beings, from the highest planes of existence down to the depths of the worst hells, listen to me. Come here, all of you. Come here, quickly, all of you. So you imagine that they come swarming out of the whole universe, from the sky, from the ground, from in between, and all of everything that has bothered and irritated and disturbed you for your whole life and more than that is all around you right now, and with one intention, you and all of these disturbances take pray for refuge. All of us, beginning with our enemies that provoke anger, impediments that generate harm, situations that cause interruption, obsessions with mortality, local disturbances, physical disturbances, and our own parents, in short, all sentient beings whose numbers are as infinite space. We go for refuge in the teacher. We go for refuge in the Buddha. We go for refuge in the Dharma. We go for refuge in the Sangha. We go for refuge in the Bodhicitta. We go for refuge in the Buddha. We go for refuge in the Dharma. We go for refuge in the Sangha. We go for refuge in the Buddha. We go for refuge in the Buddha. We go for refuge in the Dharma. We go for refuge in the Sangha. We go for refuge in the glorious teachers of the Chut lineage who attained mastery. We go for refuge in the Dakinis of the three levels. We go for refuge in the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who abide in the 10 directions. We go for refuge in the Sukhatas of the five families. We go for refuge in the lords of the three families. We go for refuge in the teacher of Vajradhakini and her retinue. We go for refuge in the Kaju teachers and their retinue of Dakinis. We go for refuge in our Rahim Rup teacher and their retinue of Dakinis. We go for refuge in mind itself, empty, unborn, Dhammakaya. We pray for refuge, plea taketh under your protection. I and all sentient beings rely on the Buddha. We rely on the Dharma. We rely on the Sangha. May what all beings do be virtuous. May what they say be virtuous. May what they feel be virtuous. May they be cured of their 404 kinds of disillness. May they be free from the 91 kinds of unexpected disturbances. May they not be disrupted by the 360 emotional states. May the 80,000 kinds of interruptions naturally die down. May they naturally let go, and may they naturally go away. I pay homage to the three jewels. I take refuge in the three jewels. I give offerings to the three jewels. I confess all unwholesome actions. I rejoice in the good works of others. I rely on Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Until awakening, I take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly. In order to realize the aims of all of us, I give rise to awakening mind. I regard all beings as my guests and engage in the actions of awakening beings. I will attain full awakening to help all beings. Just as the Buddhas of the three times gave rise to the supreme awakening mind that definitely brings about pure awakening, I also give rise to this sacred aspiration and ask all those who have done so to think of me, not only to think of me, but to look after me. Now, just rest meditation for a few moments and let your eyes close. In the sky in front of you, imagine the syllable palm white, and it bursts into light and becomes a white lotus with 8 petals. Above it, the syllable dumb bursts into light and becomes the flat disk of the moon, resting on the lotus. And above that, syllable ah bursts into light and becomes Machiklaptran. She is white, holding gold drum that she beats with her right hand. Her left hand holds a silver bell to her hip. She's in dancing posture. radiant with light, three eyes, black hair, some bound up, some falling freely down her back. To her left, got that right, to her right is Padampa Songjay, who is a dark-skinned figure blowing a trumpet, and he's surrounded by teachers of the lineage. And to her left is Vajrayogini, surrounded by Dakinis and Yadams and teachers of the mother lineage. Immediately above Machik, the green Tara, and above her is Buddha Shakyamuni, surrounded by Buddhas and teachings of the non-dual lineage. And above Shakyamuni is Prajnaparamita, gold in color with four arms, two joined in prayer, one holding a crystal rosary and one holding a volume of the Perfection of Wisdom. Around Prajnaparamita are all of the Buddhas of the five families. Just below Machik are all the protectors and Dakinis, and below them are all of the sources of irritation, the karmic debts, debt collectors, everybody and everything that you have wronged, disturbed, all the forces which cause disturbance in your life, whether they are from enemies or foes or accidents, from fear of death, anxiety, reactive emotions. Imagine them in any form. Visualizing all that clearly, we can read through the liturgy together. In the sky before me is my kind root teacher who is one with Machik Laptrum. Her body is white like a conch shell. She has one face and two arms, the right beating a gold drum held high, the left holding a silver bell to her hip, her three eyes staring into space. Her hair is black, half of it tied up in her head, the rest falling freely over her back. Her naked body is adorned with bold Majuna ornaments. Her right leg is drawn and her left extended in dancing posture. Around her are all the teachers of the Kagyu tradition. To her right is Padampa Sangji and the teachers of the father lineage. To her left is Vajrayogini and the five Dakinis surrounded by the mother lineage. Above is Buddha Shakyamuni surrounded by the non-dual lineage. Above him is the great mother surrounded by the lineage of attained masters of Chö. Below Machik are all the gods and demons of existence, including the eight classes of demons and all karmic debt collectors listening and obeying attentively. Every deity has at his or her forehead a white om, at the throat a red ah, and the heart a blue hung. Just one second. Imagine the light shining from the Om Ahung and inviting essentially duplicates that swarm out of all of the universe like snowflakes swirling in a storm, and they unite with the visualized form, so you have a profound sense of everyone really being present in front of you. And I need to find where we are in the book.
Okay.
I'll be singing this verse of praise, and you feel that you are paying homage and honoring Machik and all the teachers of the lineage, Padampa Sangji and Vajrayogini. Focusing your attention on Machik. In her heart is the flat disk of the moon, above this the letter Hung, or the syllable Hung, brilliantly white in color. Light radiates, shines from the Hung, inviting the energy and power of all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, teachers of the lineage and the ten directions. All this energy and power comes into Machik's heart round the hung are the letters of the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangati Bodhisvaha. And as you recite the mantra with a strong feeling of faith and devotion in Machik, elixir drips from the hung in the mantra and fills her whole form, this brilliantly white elixir, radiating light. And as her form fills, starts coming from her toe and comes down and pours over your body and over the body of all sentient beings, particularly all of the disturbances, and washes away all of the negativity, confusion, unwholesome actions, reactive patterns. These are washed right out of your body, just as if water, elixir was pouring right through it, and is flushed down, coming out of all of the pores of the skin and from under your fingernails, out of all of your orifices, pours down into the center of the earth. Through this process, your body becomes clear and radiant as crystal. Om Gati Gati Paragati Paragati Vivisoha. Om Gati Gati Paragati Parasangati Bodhisattva. Om Gati Gati Paragati Paragati. Om Gati Gati Paragati Parasangati Bodhisattva. Om Gati Gati Paragati Paragati. Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva 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 Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva. Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva 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 Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam. Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva 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 Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva. Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva 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 Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva. Om Gati Gati Paragata Parasam Gati Bodhisattva 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 Om Gati Gati Paragata Now, without losing your sense of the visualization, imagine goddesses, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of goddesses pouring out of your heart, all of them holding a mirror, which reflects all the forms. So you're offering everything that arises in form to Machik and her entourage. And through this asking for the power of unchanging form, which is Manakaya. And then red goddesses pour out of your heart, offering everything that arises as sound. And you offer all of this to Machik and her entourage. And you pray for the power of direct speech. And then offer the blue goddesses, pour out of your heart, and offer everything that arises as thought or feeling, you know, in any sentient being everywhere. And you offer these as symbols of awakened mind, and you pray for clear, unconfused mind. And then goddesses of every conceivable color pour out of your heart, holding all of the symbols of good fortune and good luck. And you offer all the experience of happiness and suffering to Machik and her entourage. And you pray for the welfare of all beings and pray to take on the suffering of all beings so that they are completely free of it. Now continuing to rest in attention. Imagine that you're standing and at the soles of your feet there's the black syllable du. And in your genital region there's the yellow symbol pray. And in the navel, this gray symbol, da. At the heart, the red syllable, nri. At the throat, the green syllable, ah. And in the middle of your head, the blue syllable, om. Sorry, white syllable, om. And below your feet are two brilliant points of light about the size of a pea, each one. Red one under your left. Right under your right. And think that these points of light are the very essence of your being. And when I say the syllable pe, those points of light merge with the black syllable du. And at that moment you experience all of the suffering of the hell realm that you experience in attention. So that suffering is transformed into attention. And these two vital sources of light begin to radiate even more intensely. Hey. And then the next time I say pay, these two vital essences shoot up your legs and join together as they merge with the symbol pray, the yellow syllable pray in your genitals. And you experience all of the suffering and confusion of the hungry ghost realm. And experience that in attention. And so all of that suffering is transformed into awareness and attention. And the vital essences grow larger and more brilliant and take on more colors. Hey! And now you have this single ball of energy, brilliantly bright. And on the successive pays, it moves up to the animal realm at the navel, the human realm at the heart, where there's a red knee, the Titan realm, where there's a green ah, and the God realm, where there's the white om. And at each, as it goes into each realm, you experience everything in that realm and transform it into attention. First going into the animal realm with a gray da at the navel. Hey. Then the human realm, the red knee. Hey. And then the Titan realm, the green ah. Hey. And then the God realm. The white arm. Hey. And on the next pay, this vital essence, which is what you are, goes shooting into the sky, and you become one with the sky, the perfection of wisdom. And the perfection of wisdom takes form as a red syllable free. You become Vajrayogini, dancing red dakini. And you look, and below you, you see your own body, which is now grown huge, large as the universe. And from your heart, dakinis of many different colors pour out, and they all hold choppers in their hands, and they cut the skin of your own body, and it becomes the gold foundation of the universe, of the world. Your torso becomes the mountain at the center of the world. They cut off the four arms and legs, which become the four continents around the mountain. Intestines become the mountains around the range, the seven ranges of gold mountains around the central mountain. Your fingernails become the Iron Mountains that surround the whole world. Your two eyes become the sun and moon, which orbit in the sky around the mountain at the center of the world. Your teeth become stars and constellations. In other words, your body is arranged as a very beautiful offering of the whole world, which you present to Machik and all of the teachers of the true lineage. Everything dissolves and it's all gone. Okay. Any questions? Okay. This is called opening to the sky transference. Opening the door to the sky transference. And is the form of transference practice used in Chuuk. Now, there are many myths and superstitions around transference in general. This one is very, very clear in its intention and meaning. You move through the six realms. And through the power of attention, through the growing power of attention, you become free, transforming the energy and confusion of the six realms into attention and awareness. In the end, where does this leave you? Nowhere. The perfection of wisdom. So that's the sky that you enter. It's the sky of the perfection of wisdom, or the space. So this is a way of moving directly through a visualization process into presence. No definition. Dissolving or transforming progressively all the realms of confusion, just as we've been doing in taking and sending. One manifests out of that as an expression of the perfection of wisdom is an expression of emptiness as a beginning.
Mind retains all rights to these podcasts. If you do wish to use a part or a whole podcast, please send an email to podcasts@unfetteredmind.org.